A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us on the program. Thanks for hanging out. Lots of interesting developments today as Charlie Brewer is no longer with the University of Utah football program. And Cam Rising entered full time. You know, I think that everybody knew that that was going to be the case anyway this week, Scott. So if people are going to put their expectations as to what's going on with the quarterbacks at Utah, any fan who watched this game on Saturday and probably saw the first couple of games, well, maybe not the Weber State game, but that game against BYU, they looked and they probably went, yeah, Charlie Brewer hasn't been the exact guy that we thought we were going to be getting in that spring, from that spring game, and then what you heard talked about in fall camp. And so what's changed? Well, I think that you have Cam Rising, who came in and threw three touchdowns and sparked everything. And this is a business. This is a results-based business, this football, Scott Mitchell. So I think that people knew already they were likely going to see the starter be Cam Rising this weekend. But now the backup's not going to be Charlie Brewer. That's, I think, the only difference of what you were looking at here. But I think that it's the turmoil that it at least seemingly creates when somebody walks away from the team and for Utah, because Jake Bentley was a flop as a guy who came into the program who supposedly had all this experience. I don't think Charlie Brewer was necessarily a flop, but certainly it was a tough 1-2 start for him. And I think that him walking away looks bad for Utah. Less for Utah, though, and more about this kid. I mean, the reality is that people look at it and go, you stayed here for like 2 seconds, man, and then you left.
The transfer portal is going to create scenarios like this.
And it has already.
I mean, yes. It just is. It's just you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. And you know, this clear, and what's hard for Utah is 2 years in a row with quarterbacks, yes, from SEC, Big 12, right, you know, Power 5 conference players.
Lots of games under their belt.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Gardner Minshew. I mean, he comes from East Carolina and goes to Washington State. He's a success. But I think the tale here really has to do with matching up with your skill set and what the school runs as far as a system. I think it's actually a very important thing. I know it's massively important in the NFL, and it's certainly got to be something to consider if you're someone doing this, you know, as a player. You go, I need to go where I fit, and maybe not necessarily just so I can play somewhere.
Well, let's look at what this actually does. I want to know what exactly goes on when it comes to what's going on behind the doors. I want to know what the effect is going to be on the locker room. So let's bust out one of our favorite segments here. It's Ask Scott Anything.
KSL's Unrivaled. ASA. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions, candid answers, nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
Okay, so right off the bat, Scott, what's the attitude then inside a locker room when somebody leaves? They had a player-only meeting. Kind of came out yesterday when they were interviewing all these players during the media session. Here's what captain of the team, probably spokesperson of the entire team, Britton Covey, had to say about the situation.
I think I said this last week, but it's so easy to be a leader when everything's going great. Being a real leader is only when things are not going as well. And I think a lot of people associate winning and losing with leadership, but that's a very oversimplified version of things. I was really proud of, how our team came together yesterday for a team meeting. We had a lot of guys speak and a lot of guys talk, and like I said, it doesn't mean that it's going to translate into 10 straight victories, but the team is in a much better headspace right now, and I'm proud of a lot of the guys. I think that, in a way, it's almost like a burden is kind of lifted off our shoulders because everybody's riding us off right now. And
so they have a players-only meeting, and they bring everybody together. They feel like they're in a good spot. But then today is when Charlie Brewer left, and they were, and then he was
two different things.
Yeah, but Devin Lloyd was. Things. I know, but Devin Lloyd was asked today too. Hey, so did Charlie Brewer say anything in the players-only meeting? He said he did not. No, he did not. And I know that the players-only meeting is happening, but that has to hit the team pretty hard when they go, hey, by the way, Charlie's not with the team anymore at all.
No, it actually doesn't. Here's the thing.
How could it not?
No, it does. Because. But, well, it doesn't, because I think these guys believe in Cam Rising. I don't look, you don't care if you feel like you can win. And this team didn't feel like it could win. And that may or may not be Charlie Brewer's fault, but it wasn't happening. There was no spark. I kept saying, okay, you got to show some leadership here. This is why you have this guy, because he's a guy that can change momentum. He can get this thing going, and it just never got going. Two whole games, it never got going, and then all of a sudden Cam Rising comes in and he goes boom, and it just changes everything. So yes, well, first of all, if a guy gets benched,
yeah,
there's two things that happen. Everyone who's not benched, if you're not that guy, you go, glad it wasn't me, because everyone's
you
culpable.
You guys are all so selfish.
Everyone's culpable. But I'm just telling you how it is. People are just like, whew, I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah.
And then you know what? And then here's the next reaction. I'm going to make sure it's not me. And everyone picks up their pace and their tempo.
So
and
you're going to see a change.
Because they go, wow. Because they all know he really wasn't the total problem. But, I was part of the problem, so I better step up my game. And you saw that with the team. You saw all of a sudden everything changed. Now, as far as like player meetings,
yeah, no, that this is what I wanted to know about. I thought that historically you're not a huge fan of player meetings.
I can tell you, it can go south in a hurry.
You could have a bunch of guys weigh in, and they're making
these guys
they poison the meeting.
They speak up, and because you want the whole point of the meeting, air out your differences. Let's get on the same page with everyone, and let's go win. Right? And it's like, why does it take us getting to this point before we're going to win? That's the real question. And there's something that goes much deeper than that usually. Okay. So I've been on both sides of these. I've been in a players meeting. We started 0-3 in Detroit. We sat down, we had a players meeting. And where it works well is when you hear someone else's perspective, especially guys on the defense and you're an offensive guy or vice versa. And they go, you know what, that guy, I like what he said. And you really kind of air things out. And that's a good thing. Now, I've been on one. I was also in Detroit. And we actually were playing well. And we decided that we needed a players meeting. And nobody talked to each other for like a week. Like we went to practice. Like no one even got in the huddle. It was awkward. And it was bad.
Sounds like a bad marriage.
It was real. And you know what? That's the year Wayne Fonts got fired.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was ugly.
All right, well.
So
can
I
you get a, can you
it
get
can
a
be
team
a good
counselor
it can be
there?
A good and a good
can
and a bad.
Can we get
thing.
A relationship counselor to the Utah football
it really,
locker room?
You know where it really ends up with? It ends up with the kind of guys you have on the team. Sometimes just airing it out is a good thing and you move on and it works.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We've got our MVPs next. Stay right here with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled. We'll return with those MVPs. Scott's might shock you. I can't remember what yours was, but you know what? We'll just find out around the corner. But we'll jump back in More to go as we discuss the future of Utah football this season as Cam Rising steps in as Charlie Brewer finds his way into the transfer portal. We'll be back with more right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.